Chaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
Tonight in Bridgeport. I can feel the amphitheater shaking.
Oh, yeah.
From Oxford. So excited. This is Jimmy, would this be the equivalent of the Stones playing Toad's Place?
No.
Okay. I love his honesty. Right. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Jimmy Koplik's on to tell us everything we need to know about the Foo Fighters playing tonight at the Hufford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. So not quite the same.
No.
No, no. Listen, it's great. Don't get me wrong. It's great, and it's I love when big bands play smaller venues than they should be playing. I was in Syracuse on Wednesday night with the Foo Fighters, and we had almost 20,000 people there.
Ooh.
So it was exciting, and it was great. And we had 20,000 people cheering the Foo Fighters. But when you get an artist to play down instead of playing up, where they're half the seats are empty. It's so much more exciting. The only problem is people that wanted to see the act can't see him because the tickets sold out so quickly.
Yeah.
So there's a yin and a yang to this wonderful evening that we're going to have tonight. The people there are going to see something that they'll remember forever because it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band that's playing a very small venue.
Yeah.
But it is not the Rolling Stones playing Toads.
No.
It's a bigger band playing a smaller venue when it comes to the Rolling Stones playing Toads.
A band like the Stones playing Toads will probably never happen again, so this would be the closest that this generation can come to that.
Yes. And what's more exciting about tonight is that it was announced. People are excited about it. It's not a surprise. It's not something we're throwing on to people once they're in the house and don't even know what's going on.
Right.
So there's a lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement. And I've seen the show now because I was in Syracuse Wednesday with them, and it was it's spectacular. That's all. It's a spectacular show.
That Syracuse show had some drama to it.
Sure did. I got home at 3:30 in the morning. That was drama enough.
Woo.
But it was a tough night. They were on the runway at the airport, ready to take off from New York, and they were grounded and were grounded
before
for four
the
hours
show.
On the runway.
So before the show.
Before the show,
oh.
And the show was supposed to start at 7:30. It started closer to 9 o'clock,
oh.
And the band was supposed to take the stage at 9 o'clock. They took the stage at 10 o'clock, and they played till 12:30. So we got the in Syracuse, we got the curfew changed, so we got permission from the county to run the show late, and they were great, but it was a tiring night. I left it between 10 and 10:30 that night. So I didn't see the whole show, and we drove home from Syracuse, which is a 4.5-hour drive.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, it was a tough night.
I read, and I don't know if it's true, that as the band was sitting there, it was at the airport, and there was some fog, and the plane couldn't get up. There was thought that the band wouldn't make it, so now you have 20,000 fans, and you have to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? We're going to have to tell these people that the Foo Fighters aren't going to come out, and I heard that they were asked to make a video so they couldn't. So that's the way that it would be broken to the crowd that Dave Grohl would be on the video screen. Was any of that true?
Yes, actually, very, very good information Reva gave you that. We were literally 90 seconds short of canceling the show. We wanted to move it to from Wednesday night to Thursday night, but we had Thomas Rhett there last night, so we couldn't move it to Thursday night. Friday night is Bridgeport. And it's basically the end of the tour. Tonight's essentially the end of the tour.
Oh, wow.
Is that right?
Wow.
And then they continue out west on the next leg. So we had to cancel the date. And actually, Dave came up with the idea of filming the announcement of the cancellation on his cell phone. Since he was on the ground, he could easily send it to us, and we were going to have Dave on the screen make the announcement of the cancellation instead of little Jimmy going out on stage and having to make the announcement, having beer cans thrown at him, which I've had before when I've made these type of announcements.
With the car running and facing out.
Oh, my goodness. I said, I'll do it, but I'd rather not be on the stage. I'd rather be on the side of the stage. Then they can't hit me.
Right. When you see Jimmy running saying, start the car! Start the car!
You could always send AJ out. He could juggle or something.
Yeah, really. Send me out. I'll be your decoy.
Yeah.
Oh, that would go over great.
Yeah.
No Foo Fighters, but we've got a juggler here.
Well, not technically juggling. Actually, just getting pelted, but kind of like juggling.
So the fear is
my gosh. So, I mean, I've had that happen. So
yeah.
Then when the wheels went up, we were so happy that the wheels went up that I did go out, but I didn't go on the stage anyway. But I announced to everybody, the band is, because nobody knew what was going on in the audience. They all couldn't figure out why we were running so late. And we were trying to, we couldn't say anything because we didn't know whether the show was going to go late or the show was going to be canceled.
Yeah.
So we purposely didn't say anything. So thankfully at about 8:30, I was able to go out and explain to everybody what happened, and they're in the air on the way to Syracuse. So that was met with a lot of applause.
That's amazing. So that's 90 seconds away from canceling.
Right.
Yes, and I looked at the guys in the county, and I said, and everybody wants my job. Think about that. Everybody thinks it's all just sitting in the front row and watching the Foo Fighters sing Everlong. This is not what my job really is.
No, that's
a lot more involved.
And, you know, when a plane is on the ground because of fog, the last thing you want to do is give that pilot a little bit of pressure they shouldn't have, because look what happened to Kobe Bryant.
Exactly.
We discussed Kobe Bryant backstage, so you're 100% right. We actually discussed it and talked about it. And, you know, it's Stevie Ray Vaughan also.
Yeah,
we
yes.
brought that up. So it really, you know, you got to play it safe. And it was a cancellation thing. Thank goodness it didn't get canceled. But we were ready to just tell 20,000 people there's no show. Sorry.
That Stevie Ray helicopter accident, did he come here already? Was he scheduled to come here? Where was he on the tour?
Well, he had played here earlier in the year, but he was in Milwaukee when this happened, and it was after the show. It was on an Eric Clapton show, and he got in the helicopter with his agent, who was a very close friend of mine, and two other people, and it was foggy, and you don't fly when it's foggy. You just don't do that.
No. I heard a rumor that Robert Cray was supposed to be on that helicopter. And for some reason, they switched out.
Yes, that's true. It was a blues festival, which Eric Clapton was headlining, and Robert Cray was on the show and was supposed to be in the helicopter. And it wasn't that Stevie switched out. Somebody else took Robert Cray's seat.
Oh man. Unreal. So, well, we had a happy ending Wednesday in Syracuse. The band makes it.
Yep.
Late night.
And they're in New York, so all they have to do is fight 95 traffic today to get up to the concert. So.
And that's a great point. Let's talk about that. Jimmy Koplik's on, and the biggest concert to hit Bridgeport, I think, ever, right? Is this the biggest deal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest ever. I agree with that.
Happening tonight. It's sold out. The band is here, but, you know, we're dealing with I-95 on a Friday,
yes.
And there's nothing anyone can do to change those dynamics.
No.
Right? So leave early, right, Jimmy?
Yes. You know, I live in Stamford, so I hit the traffic going to the Bridgeport concerts more than people coming from the north or people coming from the valley, which is heading east.
Ah.
And so I turn on Waze. It's what I simply do, and start checking around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon and get a sense of what it's going to take me, and I suggest everybody else do the same thing. You know, the show starts at 8. Normally, they wanted to start at 7:30, but I've checked with the traffic over the whole summer, and it really starts easing up between 7:30 and 8 o'clock a lot.
Yeah.
And so I asked the Foos if they were okay at an 8 o'clock start tonight, and they were perfectly fine with it because they thought it would be easier on the fans.
And they have an opener.
There is an opener, a band called Bambera, which I actually introduced that on Syracuse on Wednesday night.
Nice. Oh, great.
That's how we made the announcement.
Cool.
And they'll play from 8 to 8:30. The Foos should go on right around 9 o'clock.
Great. That'll give everyone plenty of time. But don't be that last-minute person tonight. Awesome. Count on I-95 traffic.
Yeah.
There's lots of places to eat right there at the amphitheater, so take advantage of that. Get there early, walk around, have a good time.
Have some food, drink.
food and drink.
Yeah, and that's why we're opening up the doors at 5:30 in the afternoon, so people get there early. You know, it's one of those shows. It's the first show at the amphitheater where you have to show your vax card or your 48-hour negative test.
Right.
So
yeah,
we think the lines will be a little longer.
I read at the headline in a couple paragraphs of a local report that said Foo Fighters requiring fans to be fully vaccinated for a Bridgeport concert. That's only half true. It's fully vaccinated or negative test from the last 48 hours.
Yeah, the proof, yeah.
Yes, and that's a great point. That's a great point to bring up. There's another great point is it's been going on that you can't show it on your phone. You only can show paper. That is not correct. That's incorrect information. If you want, we'd rather you show it. We request that you show it on paper. It will make the lines much faster if you could print out a copy of your card so we could read it rather than waiting for it to look on your phone and have to read it on the phone, which holds up the lines. But just any proof of vaccination is good enough. It doesn't have to be printed out. We prefer it to be printed out, but it's not required.
Excellent. And this will be, I would think, smooth going, as smooth as you can go, but it's just an extra check.
Yeah.
So just be prepared.
But it's well worth it.
That's why you get there early.
You're going to be in a very safe environment.
Yes.
Tonight. Yeah. And I think that's going to be comforting to whether you are vaccinated or not vaccinated, you will be in a very safe environment tonight.
Was there any special requests or special accommodations you had to make for the band because they're such a massive act?
No, there really wasn't. They're so easy to deal with. Their rider is as simple as they come. They are the most unassuming superstars that I've dealt with in so long. It really is remarkable.
Oh, that's good to hear, man.
What about the amount of gear or anything like that? Well, the amphitheater stage is like, I believe, the biggest stage.
You can fit a lot in there.
That's a massive stage.
Yeah.
So that's
it is the biggest stage of any boutique amphitheater in America. Wow. It's an 8-truck show. It's going to be the biggest show we've ever had there. But as I said, this show, the thank goodness we could fit all 8 trucks worth of equipment on the stage. But it's an amphitheater show. I mean, they could have played Xfinity and sold out Xfinity up in Hartford, but they've chosen to play Bridgeport because when they saw pictures of it, they said, you know, I'll make a lot less money, but I'll have a lot more fun playing a smaller venue that's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I probably won't hear that again for another 15 to 20 years.
This has got to be exciting for you, right?
Yeah.
To be at this point in your career, having seen and done everything, and at some point you got to say, I've seen everything, and now here you go. Right?
It truly is very exciting. Yeah. And it's what's even better is that these guys are superstars that don't care about how much money they make. They care about the fans, and I don't see that often.
No.
I mean, they could have made $1 million more if they played a bigger venue, and they chose not to. $1 million more.
A million.
Can I have it?
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, where's that going?
A million.
If it was budgeted, I'll take it.
People will work their entire lifetime.
They decided to play the venue they like. Money was secondary to them. And I applaud, you know, most people aren't like that. It's not even a rock stars. Most people, they go for the money.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Because you don't know how long that's going to be around.
You said, what's that?
Because you don't know how long you're going to be a thing.
Exactly.
You know? So take the money while you can.
Yes, absolutely right. They're like, I always consider rock stars like baseball players. Your career has a window. Make as much as you can during that window when it's open. And they kept the ticket prices reasonable. That's the other thing. Most artists, if they play a venue smaller, they jack up the ticket prices. Their ticket prices were the same in Syracuse that they are in Bridgeport.
You know, rock star used to be a cool thing. Like, you want to be a rock star.
Uh-huh.
And then it became, he's a rock star. It became a negative thing.
Yeah.
They're giving rock star a good name again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The way they conduct themselves.
Exactly, yes.
What time are you getting there, and when will you be in the club tonight?
Yes, I'll be in the club for a while tonight. I'd love to see everybody. I will be getting there by about 4:30 because our doors are opening up at 5:30. So I'll probably leave Stanford at 3:30, give myself a solid hour to get there.
Cool.
Excellent.
Something like that.
And then what do you do when you're there as the promoter? Once you greet everyone in the club, what do you go off and do? What are your responsibilities?
Well, I tend to try not to go backstage these days because it's indoors and outdoors is safer than indoors, in my opinion. And being in my 70s, I worry about that. So I'll go backstage for a little while. And we all have to get, even though we're vaccinated, we all have to get tested.
Yep.
So I will get there at hopefully 4:30, and I'll spend 15 minutes getting tested. Because if you go backstage, you have to be you get a wristband once you're tested and you're proven negative. And but the truth of the matter is that I'd rather be off the stage than near the stage during these times, because you're with a bunch of people that you really don't know. That, for instance, REO, when we opened up, they came from Alabama the day before. I'm not into being with people coming from Alabama.
Nothing against people from Alabama.
That whole band's on anything. Right. Yeah.
Where we are in the world.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct. Exactly. Joe Namath is my favorite football player of all time, and he played in Alabama, so I do love Alabama. But right now, I looked at the guys in REO and said, love you guys.
I'll see you
in a little while. Mask up.
Yep.
That's the way it's going.
Now, exactly. Do you go out and have a pinch yourself moment? Will you walk out in the audience and watch the band and say, man, this is great. It's like being a kid
again.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, cool. That's great.
Absolutely. My favorite part of the concert is the first song.
Nice.
Right.
I can't say the last song because I'm not there that often after the last song. So I like to beat the traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to beat the traffic.
He needs a special.
I am that person. Let's beat the traffic.
He needs a special tunnel right to his house from the amphitheater.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
So,
hey, Liz, the police department in Hartford used to give me a light, and I could put it on the top of my car.
Oh,
so long ago.
That's
the Toyota
excellent.
Land Cruiser. I would put it on top of my car, and I'd be able to drive out with my light flashing. So I could beat all the traffic.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh,
yeah, that was fun.
What's that, Phil?
By the way, if the first song from their recent show in Syracuse is any account, they're not going to mess around. They're going to go right into the hit. So it was Times Like These.
Wow.
So that's a great audience moment. You don't want to be late.
Don't want to be late for the show, so leave early.
Yep.
No, you're right. The audience reaction to that song, Phil, was spectacular because it does say a lot about what times we're living in right now.
Yeah.
And the audience got into it, no question.
Well, congratulations to you, Howard, the entire staff, the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. What a great way to bring this place in.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night, and we're really looking forward to it. And our job is to make sure everybody has a good time. I always look at that as my job at the concert, make sure everybody has a good time.
And people will tonight.
Yes,
so we'd love to check back in with you Monday to get a full report if we can.
Love to do it.
All right, Jimmy. Great hearing your voice. Thank you, brother.
You got it, guys.
All right, man. Have fun tonight.
See you Monday.
Yep.